Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
They know what everybody knows. Better set a letter from a
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League Podcast, Season 9, Episode number 11. I am your host and commissioner of the Kiwani Sports League, Andrew Hughes. I'm joined by two special people. We have Mr. Amazing and Brian the Bry. Let's get into results of Week 12 for KSL. Type over Palmer, the Battle of the Ties, of course. Brian over Nanigate, Doug over Mike, Kevin barely beating Andy and Snyder, teabagging Aaron. Game of the week goes to who, Brian?
Wow. I have to say, by far, it is Aaron's and Joe's. By far.
And why is that?
Drew Brees. That's it. Drew Brees.
Aaron, you want to speak?
Game of his life.
Aaron, you want to speak about this?
Well, it wasn't game of his life, but yes, that was the game of the week. I was up by 100 points, and somehow Joe came back to beat me. So that is also my upset of the week.
Okay. All right, Brian, what's your upset of the week?
I agree.
Okay. I'm going to say the upset. What's that?
He was up by a ton. Oh, well, whatever.
Yep.
It is what it is.
And I'm going to say that the upset of the week was that game plus Kevin beating me. So week number 13, we have myself versus Ty. Bo, that is. Aaron versus Oberg. Brian versus Palmer. Joe versus Doug, Nanigate versus Kevin, and Mike versus Dave. Game of the week is going to be Mike versus Dave. Brian, what do you think?
Well, I guess it would be for Mike because he's trying to get a playoff spot. Dave's already got it, but the game of the week for me is me.
You versus
I'm
Palmer.
I'm trying to win. Get into the playoffs.
Well, this is what we call your bye week, so you better win this one.
Right? Back in the day, we used to have the toilet bowl game of the week. That is the toilet bowl game of the week, Brian. Game of the week is Mike and Dave and Nanigay. I'm sorry, Mike and Dave and Dave and Kevin.
All right.
Those are definitely the games of the week.
So the upset of the week would be if Palmer beats Brian. I'm sorry. That's the only one I can think of.
That sounds like a good deep
toilet bowl
game.
You know what? I would agree with that. And, you know, and before we get into the KSL news, you know, something that we should talk about here is Brian is fighting for a playoff spot. I mean, if Brian wins this game, he will be in the playoffs so long as Doug loses. That's the big thing about it. So Brian has a huge game ahead of him. And then your game, Andy, you're going to play the role of upsetter if you beat Ty, because Ty is also fighting for a playoff spot. So are you going to beat Ty, Andy?
Yes, I am going
for
to.
Once, Andy,
I'm going to go
put your best lineup in.
Yes, I'm going to go balls deep on Ty. I'm going to go so far up Ty's butt that Jimmy Hoffa is going to be pushing my wiener out.
So you're saying Jimmy Hoffa is up Ty Boardman's ass?
Yes,
so
I am saying
Jimmy Hoffa, who disappeared before Ty Boardman was born, has been waiting around in his butt for you to put your penis in his butt.
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure. But and the other thing too, Andy, is that if you beat Ty, that's something that Mike is hoping, because technically Mike could still get dropped out of the playoffs. He's battling for the number 3 seed, but he could fall as low as number 9 or 10.
Ooh.
So a lot of people are really hoping that you beat Ty, Andy. A lot of people.
Don't worry, I'm going to go balls deep on him.
Damn, that's a big swing.
That's a huge swing.
Speaking of swings, so Doug, Brian, and Tybo are all battling for the 8th spot. So who's
7th and 6th?
Right. So who will not make it in? Aaron?
Ty's definitely not going to make it in. Okay. I just, you know, he's got way too much going against him.
That's what she said.
I think that Doug has a shot of making it in. I think that Brian does too. I think it's going to be really interesting. Like, this week is going to be so interesting, and it's going to come down to the wire. Monday night, Doug and Brian are going to be glued glued to their TVs hoping that someone messes up.
Okay. You've really looked. I haven't looked yet.
Yeah. It's exciting. I think it's
exciting. Me and Doug pretty much control whether we make it in or not. Whereas Ty Boardman needs some luck.
He needs to win and you guys to lose.
But see, Ty has all of his games are on Sunday, and he only has he has a lot of the 3:15, but basically by 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, we'll know if Ty makes it. And the only good part is I have one guy going or two guys going on Monday. I have Tolbert and Whittle going. So we'll see. I'm gonna knock his ass out. That's what's gonna happen.
Well, and Doug's got a huge battle against Joe. And last time they played, Doug scored the second most points that week, and Joe scored the most. So he really wants some revenge.
Need for that to happen again.
And it looks like here that all of Doug's games are on Sunday. So, you know, he should probably know if he wins. But it looks like for Brian, all his are on Sunday, too. So, basically, I mean, you're right, Andy. Basically, at, you know, 8 o'clock at night, you know, 10 o'clock at night, Central Standard Time, we're going to know which one of those two is going to make it in.
I think Joe's actually going to beat Doug, though.
It's going to be tough, so we'll see.
I don't know. I guess he
and
sucks
technically,
for
well, if Ty, myself, and Doug all lose, then it just comes down to if I score more points than Doug and buy enough.
Yeah. And you know what's funny, too, is that Doug could win and actually just get put into the eighth spot, and then it would be Doug versus Joe again for the beginning of the playoffs.
Oh, dude, you're not going to believe this. Get this. If Mike is let's say Mike's losing by, like, 20 points, right? He has MJD going into Monday night, and Doug, and Dave has no one. Nice. Oh, no, he has San Diego's defense.
Ooh.
That's not good.
No. So that's kind of a big deal. That's going to be a really interesting matchup now.
Like I said, I think that's definitely the biggest game because, like I mentioned before, Mike could fall hard. He could fall really hard. So.
Anyway, so, Berg, what do you see anything in the middle seeds? 4, 5, 6?
Well, so it looks like I'm going to finish 4th or 5th, guaranteed. And as far as, like, 5 and 6, like, Kevin could finish 5th, but he could also finish 2nd. Nanagate could finish 4 or 5. It looks like Ober could finish 6, 7, or 8. So it looks like there's not going to be as much movement in the
or 9
in the middle seeds. Yeah, or 9. There's not going to be as much movement in the middle seeds as there are with actually the top seeds with Nanagate, Kevin, and then Mike and Pate. So that's going to be a lot of the biggest movements there.
Nice. Sorry, I'm actually voting for like who's going to win.
Oh, okay.
Since some people don't do it, you know, I thought I'd just go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Okay, vote for Mike to lose.
So moving on to the Elite League, we had Palmer over Chris, Pate over Snyder, Doug over Brian, Oberg over Andy, Mike over Aaron. Andy, what was the game of the week?
Any game that involves Brian is the game of the week.
So Doug over Brian is the game of the week. Brian, do you concur?
Sure.
I do, too. What was the upset of the week? Andy.
Anyone who beats me.
So, Oberg over Andy, what's the upset of the week? Brian, what do you think?
Mike over Aaron?
I disagree. No, wait. I agree. Moving on to week 13, we have Brian versus Joe, Oberg versus Chris, Aaron versus Andy, Mike versus Dave, and Doug versus Dave? Okay, I put that in wrong. We have... Sorry, it's Doug versus Palmer, Mike versus Dave. Game of the week, Brian.
My game.
Oh, Andy, are you a child?
I don't know, Brian. Child? Did you like that?
Are you a child?
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. I agree with you, Brian. Andy, what is the game of the week?
Any game that I'm in.
So you versus me, a game of the week. What'll be the episode of the week?
You beating me.
Yes, you beating me. What'd be the episode of the week, Brian?
If I lose.
Okay. Now, Dave and Doug are battling for the number 8 seed. Which one of them will make it in?
Ooh, a tie record. Oh, wow. Can Tebow's Holy Wares get in?
No. Well, so maybe, but no.
No.
Well, no.
So, do they play each other this week? Who plays who?
Doug plays Palmer.
Ooh. I don't know.
Here's what I think is going to happen, all right? Dave's going to make it. Doug's going to get knocked out. He'll get knocked out in both leagues, and he won't make the playoffs in either league. That's what's going to happen, dude.
Jesus, they're identical. Except for Dave's points against. He's been getting a little bit unlucky, so I'm going to say Dave.
Oh, Dave's going to make it in.
Yeah, ooh, Dave is definitely going to make it in. He's going to go balls deep on Doug.
All right, so let's move on to survival and pick'ems news.
Brian and Doug don't talk
about survival anymore, so let's just talk about pick'ems. Currently, Aaron Hughes, that's me, is in the lead by 1 point, followed closely by Doug and Brian. Then we have Mike with 2 points behind the leader. Joe is 4 points. Denver Jackasses, that's Kevin, I believe. He's back by 7. And then we have Oberg back by 8. And Andy, what are you doing down 9 picks back?
I had a shitty week is what the fucking
Palmer's
problem is.
Palmer's going to pass up pretty soon.
No, so he's gonna, not. He's not going to fucking pass me. I'm going to go 16-0 this week.
Andy.
Yes, Aaron.
Why did you pick Indy to beat Carolina?
I thought they would because Carolina blows it at the end. They always do.
Okay.
But it's Indy.
You blow stuff at Indy. That's cool.
I picked Denver. Who picks against Denver anymore?
Yeah. Jesus.
I picked against Denver, but, you know.
Yeah, it's just a crap. Yeah, I usually have one of these weeks a year. I should have picked Oakland. I shouldn't have picked the Bears. I picked the Bears because I'm a fan.
Well, I'd be winning the whole damn thing if I didn't pick the Bears every week.
Bears have lost 5 times. I've picked them every time. Fuck.
Yeah. So what's going on in the world of NFL this week? So Jack Del Rio has been fired.
Yep.
Ryan, what do you think of that?
Yeah, well, it's coming. It's been coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you have to remember, though, they reached an agreement where the Jags are getting sold to another guy.
Do you know,
to a guy from Illinois.
Yep.
Do you know what city he resides in?
Probably Chicago. No. It's about Kewaunee.
Decatur.
Close.
Springfield.
Urbana.
There we go. We need a team in Urbana.
Yeah.
No, they're going to go to L.A. Because I'm sorry, but no one goes to the games in Jacksonville. They don't sell them out. Even when they were winning, they weren't selling them out.
Yeah.
So if you're a Jacksonville fan,
they were winning.
At one point, they were. And no one still went to the games. Because most of the people are like, I'm not going to go to the game. Football, what's that? They don't even like baseball.
And the other biggest thing that happened, the biggest surprise of the week, is that Indianapolis, for some unknown reason, fired their defensive coordinator. Can someone explain this to me?
Well, Peyton Manning does it all.
He plays defense, too.
Yep. Dominican Sue, that's who we should be talking about. He decided hey, I'm going to go ahead and smash this guy's head in the ground 3 times and then kick him. And then says, I didn't do any of that.
It was an accident.
It was an accident. That's not really what happened. That's not what I was trying to do. But
I was pushed.
I was pushed. You know, the backup guard is the one who took all the punishment, gets up, doesn't want anything to do with him. Even though it would have been funny if he went over there and, you know, beat him up, but I just find it funny that of what the entire thing that happened. And then he gets suspended for 2 games, which I agree with.
So, with that, does Detroit now make the playoffs or not?
Nope.
Because they collapsed once he went out of the game Thursday. They collapsed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, the thing is, if the Bears win this week, they own tiebreakers over the Falcons right now. Which I don't understand why the Bears were out. I didn't understand that part when everyone put out their things. But technically, the Bears have the head-to-head. But whatever.
Uh-huh. They got the lead. The top. They're in 5th spot right now.
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're number 5.
Atlanta's 6.
Atlanta's 6.
Okay.
And Detroit's not in it.
That's because NBC is stupid. That's the last graphic I saw.
Yeah, they're probably...
That's what the problem is. NBC is just a bunch of whiners. Okay, so the Bears are still the 5th seed. If the Bears win this week, I actually will say they'll make the playoffs.
Well, they have two pretty easy games, so...
They're not easy. KC's not easy, dude. That's going to be a tough game. But with Brian being there, though, Brian is almost a lock for a win when he goes. So we also need Brian to take his morning shit before the game. He needs to beg for something and not get it. And then he needs to go down to the downstairs bathroom and just beat off while crying. And then we know the Bears are going to win. Once we hear that he's beat off, then we know they're going to win.
Then we why don't we talk about this? Kyle Orton is supposed to start for the Chiefs?
Interesting.
How is that going to work?
The Bears?
I'm going to say 8 sacks. Hold on a second. Hold on, I'm not done yet. 4 interceptions, 2 fumbles.
And another sack.
Oh, okay. Over under. Who wants the over on that or the under?
No, I bet you, though, that he will throw probably 2 or 3 picks, and the defense is going to win that game.
Brian has the over. Aaron, do you want the under?
I guess, yeah.
Aaron takes the under.
We need for Martz to call an offense of game plan like they do for Tebow.
Yeah, that's the thing, though.
Safe.
I think that within the second half when they came out, I thought the game plan changed, and I thought it was better.
It did, and it was better. And there was still some questionable stuff.
But you have to remember, they went on Thanksgiving, though. One of the hardest weeks, basically, to get prepared for the game. He's now being prepared. And he's, of course, taking all the reps now, which is good. I see him doing a lot better this week. Because Oakland threw stuff at him that he hasn't seen yet. Which is fine. You know, they have every right to. But the thing is, Oakland didn't win that game. No matter what anyone says, Oakland did not win that game. Bears lost the game. That's it.
No. Caleb Haney won that game.
You mean lost that game?
No, he won that game. He won that game for Oakland.
Okay, all right. That's a good one.
So does Martz take that Arizona State job?
I doubt it, but...
I hope he does. It's a head coaching job. That's what he wants.
I don't think he
wants to deal with kids, though. I think he wants to deal with men.
He said he wanted to take it. He's inquiring about it.
Inquiring? I think that means he's thinking about it.
He can inquire all he wants. Let him go. Let's get a real offensive coordinator in.
He's a damn good offensive coordinator. I mean, look at what he did with, what's his face?
Who?
Well, they had probably sit him down in an electric chair, probably threatened to turn it on, or just so he would start running the ball 30 times a game instead of 5.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm glad that they're running the ball more. Well, they haven't been running it as much recently, but still. But yeah, I mean, like Kurt Warner, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. So, I mean, it's not like he's a bad offensive coordinator by any means. You know, like I would rather have him as an offensive coordinator than like Lovie Smith.
Yep. Well, right, but Kurt Warner, Mike Martz is probably the reason why Kurt Warner didn't finish a career in St. Louis.
Correct.
Injured.
Yeah. No, I hear you. But, you know, the thing is, though, they've been adapting the offense, which is really important. And Jay Keller, I mean, he wasn't sacked at all during the San Diego game, and there's another game that he wasn't sacked at all either. So
yeah, Oakland Raider game. He wasn't sacked at all in the Oakland Raider game.
Yeah, he wasn't sacked at all then.
Mm-hmm. Huh. That's right. Hey,
not all March, though.
True.
Not all. Not, no, I'm not by all my saying that. But, you
know. Hey, I just want to let everyone know real quick that the Aaron versus Oberg game is going to be sponsored by HostGator. Just type in Andrew Aaron or Aaron Andrew for the coupon code, and you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What, Aaron? What's this?
Are we going to continue the podcast, or are you going to do something in the middle of it?
I just want to let you know that HostGator is sponsoring your and Oberg's game.
So that's all we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86.
No, at Keywall Sports.
I am A-Hughes86. He is A-P Hughes. And for Brian Shadid, I'm Aaron. And that's Andy. And we'll see you in the ring.
Okay, first of all, you fucked that up.
Millions of viewers listening.
You fucked that up completely. You're supposed to say, I want to thank Aces Person Section 86 for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank for listeners for taking time to download and listen to the show. And for Brian and for Aaron, I'm Andrew, and we'll see you on the gridiron.
And Dominic King Sue to only 2 games. Should have been 4.